It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Liv the Web Girl is one of the sweetest people I know. It takes a lot to get her angry, but wow. Yesterday, as we were wrapping up the show, you were on your phone. I at first thought you were having a fight with your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, because I didn't know who you were talking to.
I would never get in a fight like that with my boyfriend. I've never gotten in a fight like that with a boyfriend, I don't think.
Okay, then who are you Well, don't say who. Like, I don't want to call any companies up, but what were you so upset about?
But before you get into this, this was my first impression of you. Because, like, this ordeal has been going on since last Monday,
yes,
which is my first day here. So, yeah, this, just okay, so you know.
Okay, so let me give you guys some facts beforehand. I ordered something from this website that I've ordered from probably, like, 10 times. And it's a really cheap website in China, I think. But it's amazing, and it's
That's
affordable.
That's what you get when you don't buy American.
But it's affordable, and let's not, like, let's be frank here. I'm not making a ton of money right now, so
Neither
I have to go for affordable.
Factory.
Oh, my gosh. Joe, okay. We're talking about this package right now. So I ordered this package, and it was supposed to deliver on Monday. Last Monday. I've been having issues with this for over a week now, and the people who were supposed to deliver it said they couldn't deliver it for reasons that did not make any sense, and I spent, I'm going to tell you guys how much I spent on this package because this is a lot of money for me. I spent a little over $250 on clothes, and these are clothes for this winter. They're clothes for the summer, clothes for a trip in January that I have coming up. So I'm looking ahead in the future, spent that much money. Also, I only spent that much money because I had a boss tell me that I was going to be getting a bonus, and I'm not. So I went ahead and spent that money, and so now I'm realizing that I misheard or it was a miscommunication. So now I'm like, shoot, I really shouldn't have spent that money. So now I'm like, well, at least I get, I can't believe I, well, at least I get cute clothes now. And now this package has been lost for over a week, and that is worth so much money. Like, I don't have that kind of money to just like spend. And also I was planning on returning some of the clothes anyways. Like, I was only going to keep some of them, and now the package is just lost. And the company is saying there's nothing they can do about it.
Okay, real quick, we're gonna get to the lost nothing they can do about it. But explain to me, because I don't buy clothes that often. Usually, yeah, my wife orders everything. You bought something planning on returning it. Explain how that works.
Well, just because I ordered it online, so I wanted to try stuff on, see how they fit. I can go into a changing room, try them on, and see what looks good and what doesn't, what looks better and what looks worse. You know, so you just have no idea how clothes are gonna fit you because everybody's body is so different.
Oh, tell me.
No bodies are size small, medium, large. I mean, there are a billion different body shapes. So you have to order a lot and see what fits, what works, what style works with you and whatnot. So
right,
that's
so
why.
We have
I'm like getting heated up right now.
I can
just
tell
right now.
You are. And I'm not trying to, but I have to thank, because we'll laugh at this one day when we have a result. Producer Porkchop secretly recorded you yesterday when you started going in.
Oh, because here's the thing. I have been dealing with this company. I have called them so many times. I've been so patient with them, and I've been so nice, and I always let people walk all over me, especially customer service employees, because I can't be rude and I feel bad being rude, but they have literally been walking all over me. And I can't let that happen. It's too much money, and I'm sick and tired of it. And then, honestly, my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, has told me, he's like, you know what? Sometimes you just need to be assertive. You let people tell you things that end up not coming true, and you just say, okay, and you just wait, and you just wait by the landslide, and then all of a sudden, 2 months go by, and, like, you haven't heard anything. Like, you are just constantly letting people walk all over you and telling you just exactly what you want to hear. You need to be more assertive. So I said, you know what? Maybe he's right. Maybe I do need to be more assertive to maybe get some stuff done, because apparently no one takes me seriously. So I was assertive with this person.
You know what? Now, like, I'm kind of wondering if we should even play this audio.
Rant right there just did justice.
I was going to say, does anybody actually want to hear this? 317-239-1009.
The audio's not great of me. It's not a great look. It's not my best side.
Do you want me to play the audio, Liv?
I mean, you can if you want. I was being assertive. I mean, this is ridiculous. I've been waiting for this package for a piece and a half. It's over $250 worth of clothes in this package, and they're just saying it's gone. And this delivery guy is saying he delivered it when clearly he did not. So I mean, come on.
Your claim is that the delivery guy is lying.
Here's the thing. They were first supposed to deliver it last Monday, okay? Over a week ago. And they said when they came to my apartment, they had no access code. That is a bunch of bull because there is no gate to get inside my apartment complex. There's no code to get inside. There's no lock on the front door. Any single person can come in. They don't know where I live.
I know.
Any single person can come in and come to the front door of my apartment. Anyone, a homeless person can. I mean, I've seen homeless people hanging out in the laundry room. Like, that's so true. So the fact that he said there's no access code, that makes no sense. And then he says he delivered it to my leasing office, which I know everyone in my leasing office, he didn't. So it just doesn't make sense. You can play the audio.
Maybe his kids needed those clothes more than you.
If they did, that's fine. Tell me. Let me know. Hey, you know what? I'll donate to you. I'll put you in. I'll give you names of some good Goodwill stores, or I'll donate some clothes to you. That'll be better fitting.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm getting triggered.
Let's just listen to the audio and see what people think here.
Drop it off, but your delivery person lied and said there was no access code. And also, they said that they dropped it off at the leasing office. My leasing office, who I've gotten hundreds of packages from,
Hold on. Hundreds of packages?
I'm being dramatic, okay?
Okay.
Yes, I'm being dramatic.
Friends
I've gotten hundreds of packages from have never had any certain problem. They say they never, ever got a package dropped off for me. So again, it's falling on.
Whoa!
Oh, you were cursing?
Why are you cursing?
No, I was either cursing or I was saying the company's name. So I might have been saying the company's name there.
Oh, okay. Like, again, another one of your delivery persons are lying. Do you see what I'm saying?
You won't even let her talk!
Because all they keep saying is, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like, no, bitch. Do something about it.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
They say there was no access code. I want to know that.
Exactly. Tell me, like, this company, someone in this company is straight, either they messed up and delivered it to the wrong place, or they're lying. One, saying there's no access code, that's legitimately a lie. Like, that's just a lie.
I wonder how your mom feels hearing her daughter talk to somebody this way.
So, again, it's falling on.
Wow.
I don't know what I was saying there. I might have been saying the company code. Okay, yes. Not my best light, like not the greatest light for me to be in, not my greatest hour, but hey, you know what? I was angry and I need to get stuff done. And just because I'm blonde and I'm positive and enthusiastic doesn't mean you're going to walk all over me.
Hey, Joe, that's a nice new jacket you got on over there.
Well, thank you. It's a little small. I found it like the other day, but I'm going to make it work.